In the United States, the elderly are the major users of prescription drugs, but more than one-third of them on any given day have no insurance to pay for their medications. So many seniors turn to discount drug programs. There are scores of these drug cards. Now some drug makers are offering big savings on their own medications, but using the discount cards can be confusing, and the benefits are limited. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Like many older people, Ruth Church needs medications to stay healthy.
The Combivent costs me $44 a month. The Asmacor costs me $67.99. The Theravent is $80.99.
Church takes 9 different medications. They cost about $300 a month. It's money the 69-year-old woman doesn't have. So Ruth Church's husband, Lewis, ended his retirement to pay for her drugs. He reopened a shop where he fixes watches for other retirees in Largo, Florida. Ruth joined an HMO because it picked up about half the cost of her drugs. But recently, that changed.
And then they sent me a notice saying, as of January the 1st, we will no longer be paying anything. I called the HMO and talked to them, and I said, you know, I can't believe you're doing this, but they said their hands were tied, that they just could not afford no more. It just cost too much.
As Church was trying to figure out what to do next, she read a newspaper article that gave her hope. It said the drug maker, Pfizer, was offering a discount card program. Lou Clemente of Pfizer explains that seniors with no coverage and with little income may be eligible.
Which means they can buy any Pfizer drug at a rate of $15 per prescription per month.
Church takes 3 Pfizer drugs for heart disease, so the program could save her nearly $70 a month if she qualifies. The couple's yearly income is less than the $24,000 cutoff, but it's close. And remember the watch repair shop Lewis Church set up to help pay for his wife's medications? Well, if business gets too good, the couple might end up with too much income to qualify for the drug discount card. Pfizer is one of 4 drug companies that have started discount cards in recent months. The cards can be helpful if an elderly person meets the income requirement, if the drug company makes the medication they need, and if the senior even finds out about the card. Ruth Church works hard to stay informed on these things. But she did not know about the program of GlaxoSmithKline, a drug maker, that would discount still another of her medications.
I think the last thing that America's seniors need is a billfold full of cards, one card per company.
That's Ron Pollack, who runs Families USA, a healthcare advocacy group. He says the cards offered by drug makers cover too few seniors and offer too little in savings. Pollack questions the motives of the drug companies.
I think this has more to do with public relations by the drug companies that are under attack for their fast-rising costs and prices than it is about providing real relief for America's seniors.
Pollack says what's really needed is for Medicare to pay for the drug costs of all seniors. Politicians made that a priority in the last election, but that was before the federal deficit began rising again. There was disagreement over how to create a benefit, and there was opposition from the drug companies. The idea for Medicare drug coverage stalled, and that's when some companies stepped in to offer discounts on their own drugs. There were already scores of smaller drug discount cards. Several states have their own. President Bush has proposed one, too. Most common are the cards offered by drugstore chains or by private groups like the AARP or a National Square Dancing Club. A recent congressional report found such cards offer small savings, usually less than 10%, and sometimes no savings at all. And often there's a monthly fee, like the $5.95 Ruth Church pays for the card she gets through an insurance company. Patricia Newman works for the Kaiser Family Foundation, which recently commissioned a study of the discount cards.
For a consumer who is trying to get the best deal in their prescription drugs, using these discount cards can really be like operating in the wild, wild west.
The Kaiser study said a senior usually needs more than one card to get the best discount. But Newman says using the cards is confusing, like figuring out the best price on a rental car.
You know that if you could just give them the right card, you'll probably get a better deal. So you might look for the coupons you get from an airline, or you might pull out your AAA card and ask which of these cards will get you the best deal, but you have to ask the right questions and you have to be lucky enough to have the right card.
Ruth Church tries to ask the right questions. She keeps a long handwritten chart listing each of her 9 drugs and the most recent price quotes. She checks nearby pharmacies and mail order ones.
When I called the druggist last time and asked him about the price going up, he said, "Miss Church, you need to find you a better insurance." And I said, "I try."
The problem, as she knows, is that there is no better insurance. Until there is, people like Ruth Church piece together their drug coverage, working a puzzle full of missing pieces. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.